the software must be certified by the Division of or the Bureau of Voting System Certification at in Tallahassee, which is under the Secretary of State's office. But our feeling here in the community has always been that, number one, we don't want to let the software developers determine how IRV should work. We wanted to create clear language and show that there was a mandate. And, you know, we always assumed that, you know, being that this is a mostly capitalist society, that the private industry will have an incentive to create the software because they'll have a product to market and profit from.
Let's talk about the other issues here. Voters in the city of Sarasota backed a plan to limit campaign donations in city commission races to $200 per person, which is the same as it is in the county, and also to ban donations from businesses. You know, Anthony, taking that with the initiative that you're working with, it seems like Sarasota is really kind of a model here for campaign election reform here. You did a lot in one election.
Yes, that's true. We also had two initiatives on the ballot to require a supermajority vote, one for the city and one for the county, in order to increase the density and intensity that a piece of land zoning can be changed to. That doesn't mean it requires a supermajority to implement a comprehensive land use plan, but where the developers come in and ask for zoning variances for each individual property, it would require a little bit closer to consensus rather than just a simple majority.
Yeah, people are looking at that as some people consider that like a precursor or in a way to hometown democracy, although some supporters say that's not the case, what they're intending there for. But do you look at that as an anti-growth vote there on both those issues, on the county and the city?
Absolutely. You know, the growth management, you know, certainly the polls that I've seen in Florida that were objective reflected an extremely large majority, like over 70, if not 80%, that supported some kind of growth management restrictions. I think most people that live in Florida and that this is our home, you know, that this is where we live, and, you know, this isn't just somewhere we vacation to. I think all of us really have a sentiment of, you know, we really don't want to see our state turn into a big parking lot / condominium / shopping center like some of the state has already.